Welcome into Titan Talk this morning. It's brought to you by your Monmouth McDonald's. Joining me in the studio, Monmouth Roseville Titan Varsity Head Coach Jeremy Adolphson and Junior Varsity Head Coach Kevin Ferry. Guys, how are we doing this morning?
Great, Sean.
Doing good.
Fun game last Friday night. Homecoming game. Got a 53-13 win over Sherrard. Just fun all around. We played well. Offense moved the ball. It was just a fun night. It was homecoming night and something that can maybe propel us a little bit.
Yeah, it was good. We got off to a really good start, which was nice. You know, we really, I think, for the first time all year, we got up 2 scores on someone, you know, pretty early. Ended up getting up 4 scores before that Sherrard broke through and scored there before half. But really, really happy with the effort and more importantly, the execution. And we saw some things go well for us in total that really hadn't throughout the year. You know, we've had big games. You know, Matthew Burris has been as consistent as possible. Jemani Skinner has been around 100 yards almost every single game receiving. Obviously, Jordan Cheek has to distribute the ball for those things to happen. But I think you saw also a big night from Brady Moorfield, big night from C.J. Daniel getting him in there, and Jared Toll, a big reception right off the bat that got us down the field. So, you know, you start putting a lot of those things together, and that's kind of the team that we envisioned and the team that we saw a lot of times during the summer, the potential for it. So, you know, I think we're starting to hit our stride a little bit, and definitely I think the confidence issue that we've talked about, I think we're definitely heading in the right direction. And I felt like this week at practice, we looked like a team that was coming off a really good performance, that believed it wasn't a fluke, that believed like they could almost kind of relax and expect that and maybe have a little more confidence during the week in practice and hopefully again tonight.
We talked on the air a couple times when we had that chance to put the nail in the coffin, really put it away, that this is where you learn how to put games away. You get that killer instinct. Took a good step, like you said, a good step Friday night.
Yeah, you know, the score they had, we relaxed on a couple of plays, a kickoff, which has been a notorious issue for us this year. And then the screen right afterwards. I mean, that was their score. It was boom, boom, you know, right there. But I felt like coming back out in the second half, came right out and scored again and got stops and did the things we had to do there. So, really happy with that effort. And again, the other team's pretty good. It's not likely that you're going to go out there and just roll to 50 points in a row without having to fight a little bit. And Sherrard moved the ball. They had 2 other drives where they really moved it, and we were able to stop them. And the things that they do on offense are a little different than what we're used to. The way we were playing it defensively, you know, they kind of found a spot where they were going to have some success. But I thought our kids really responded well, and that was good to see. Both times that they got down there deep against our starting defense, we had big plays, turnovers, tackles for loss, to get the ship righted. And there's been other weeks where things started to go downhill. It seemed to get easier for the other team, not harder. So I was really happy to see that.
Yeah, of course, what always gets lost in a 53-13 game, with all the points we scored offensively, was a great job done by the defense. And you talked about it. We were in their backfield a lot.
Yeah. You know, we. We're very aggressive up front. I felt like I did a lot of good things up front, and the guys on the back end I thought played pretty well. Rylan Heinrich has really, really, the last couple of weeks, played extremely well. That was something that was probably lost in the Bureau Valley game. He had a fantastic game at linebacker, and he's a guy that is new to the inside spot for us here just a few weeks ago. So he's really getting a lot better. Jacob Thomas, who's been there all year, had a couple really nice plays. He had a big one that kind of stopped one of their drives down there. Thomas Young, a senior who – up until the scrimmage, we weren't sure if he was going to start on defense or not. He was locked down the starting position. He's our leading tackler, and he had, I think he had 9 tackles on Friday, and 3 or 4 of them run those wide sweep plays, jet sweep plays. They're running out of the gun, where it's basically him and the guy, and not only does he turn him back in, but he's able to make the play as well. And, we have a lot of guys playing really well back there, and, we're going to need them tonight because we're going to be tested with probably the best set of skill positions that we've seen since the Rockridge game.
Yeah, we'll talk about Spring Valley Hall. You talk about mirror programs right now, at least the past couple of years. We'll talk about the Red Devils in a minute. Kevin, we talked last week about emotion on the sideline, keeping it going for 48 minutes. Your impression of the sideline last weekend?
They did a lot better, and actually, we're emphasizing that more in practice. Get involved. Don't just stand over there. You know, when it's not time for your rep. Don't just stand over there and do nothing. Let's be involved. Let's read run. Let's read pass. Call ball. All of those things. So we're trying as a coaching staff to get them more involved in practice, so that when it comes Friday night, it's more natural. The one thing I'm very excited about for these guys, and I hope we can convey this to them. Hopefully they realize this. These are fun games to play in. It's a big game. Being able to play in big games is a lot of fun, and we haven't done that for a while. And I woke up this morning just excited to go because this game matters, and it's no pressure, but this game matters, and that's why we do what we do, because this is fun.
it is so fun to play meaningful games.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, this is what it's all about. The reason that I think people get into coaching is they have great experiences playing and the competitiveness and get things instilled in them that make them crave this. And it's not for everybody. There's a lot of people that when the pressure's on, it's easier to kind of, you know, preempt it with an excuse or back away and shy away so you don't get too disappointed. You know, I'm the exact opposite. I want our guys to be the exact opposite. I want them to throw themselves into it. I want them to throw themselves into those two and a half hours. I talk to them all the time about this is not the most important thing in the world, but for about the next 2.5 hours, it's all we got, you know. So get lost in it and play with everything you have. And at the end, if you're unbelievably disappointed, you did everything you possibly could, that's what sports are for. If you're unbelievably excited and you did the best that you could and you get the win, that's what sports are for. You know, hanging back on the edges and on the peripheral, you know, there's plenty of people that do that in life or sports in general, and I don't think they get the full experience. So, yeah, I'm really excited about heading on the road. It's their homecoming. They're going to be amped up. And as you mentioned, you know, we're the same teams. We want the exact same things coming from the exact same place with almost the exact same kids as far as experience goes. So, yeah, it should be a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, in game prep, they're coming off an 0-9 season last year. We were 1-8. They got things going. It's a pride program. We're a pride program. Really, just doing some game prep. These are mirror images. They've been scoring a lot of points lately. We've been scoring a lot of points lately. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, everybody told me going into this year to watch out for Hall, that they were 0-9 last year, played a lot of young kids, very successfully on the field. Just obviously, you know, you're not going to win games against juniors and seniors in a good conference on a good schedule when you're consistently throwing sophomores and even freshmen out there. But once they become juniors and they have that experience and they get a little taste of success, you can really take off. And that's what you've seen from those guys there after losing a couple of games early. And I think you're seeing the exact same thing from us. It's exactly what we believed. You know, we didn't go into the season and think, man, 1-8, we got things turned around. We thought more the other way. You know, we had a 7-1 JV team coming in here that expected to win when they got to play a little bit older. And that's kind of what we've seen. And so I think, yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, this is two teams that want exactly the same thing. We're the only two undefeated teams on our side of the conference. As we told the kids every night at the end of practice, only one team is still on track for exactly what they want and takes full control of it. You know, we talked to them last night. You get this one, you take first place. The only way you don't end up in first place is you give it back to somebody, and there's nothing better than to take total control of something and absolutely control the rest of your season, and our guys have a chance to do that.
What do we know about the Red Devils?
Very fast. I'm really impressed by their skill positions. Their tailback, I think, is really good. As I told our guys, you know, in a draft, I'm still taking Matthew Burris all day, but this kid is good. Like, he's a hard runner. He's very similar to Matthew, doesn't seem to get tired, has a knack for staying up and making a good cut, runs through some tackles a little bit. Not a real big guy, but must be pretty strong and pretty tough. They've kind of converted to be more under center. They're kind of one of the weird ones like us to get under center more often than in the gun. They spread it out a little more from under center at times, but they're going to hand him the ball a whole bunch. Outside, they got three receivers I think are all very, very quick, elusive athletes. I don't think they have anyone quite on, you know, maybe on Jamani's level as far as overall ability, but, man, they got some guys that catch it and run well after the catch. Where I really believe going into the game that we have the advantage decidedly is up front. I think linebacker, defensive line, offensive line, tight end. I think that battle is one that I believe we can take advantage of. And I think if we're going to be successful tonight, we better be talking about the end of the night that, man, our linemen, we had them push back, and man, our defense was in the backfield, and our defense was negating their offensive line. And they play a very, very aggressive defense. And unless they change something, they won't play a safety. They're going to play down linemen, linebackers, cover everybody else up. So we've talked to our kids, you know, six is 60. If you get to 6 yards, it's 60. Matthew's gone. There's nobody there, and no one's going to catch him once he gets to that level. So the challenge is make the right read, get on the right block at the beginning, but a lot of big plays to be had there. And because of their aggressive nature, there's probably some plays that aren't so great for us. So it's a matter of, you know, executing and not getting down if something does go poorly for us. But it's a game, like I said, that I think a lot of points could be scored on both ends, and I think we better be talking about, man, the line did it for us tonight.
Kevin, we're talking about the new school football, and Coach Adelson just kind of brought it up. When you see a team under center, it's so much different than the old days. Wow, he's under center. That's different. Used to be the old days. Ooh, they're in the shotgun. That's different.
I texted my brother on Friday night telling him the score and that we passed for almost 300 yards, and he was a high school quarterback, and he's like, man, times have changed. If we threw for 30 yards, we were excited. It's a different game. I like what we do. We've got a lot of guys, a lot of skill guys that can take care of the ball. And, you know, it's, I think that we have the advantage this week, especially. I think our skill guys are better than their skill guys, and like Jeremy said, I think our line's better than their line. So, and games are won and lost up front. So I think we have a really good shot tonight.
I'll tell you what, I like our skill guys any Friday night, but then, you know, then again, I'm a little prejudiced on that. Health-wise, besides the week six, you know, nicks and scrapes, how are we doing?
Good right now. Seth Warren was out last week with kind of a fluky back injury. It happened actually really late in practice last Thursday, but he's back and able to go to help us out that defensive line rotation. Otherwise, I mean, we're as healthy as we can be, and we kind of talked to our guys on Monday afterwards. I think I maybe mentioned it on the radio, but you know, the best way to stay away from the little owies and the things that hurt you and the cramps and stuff. And the kids are giving me all these different answers. Like, no, win. At Erie, no problems. In Sherrard, no problems. Like, those things start to creep into your mind a lot more when you're losing. You know, when you're having positive feelings, you know, some things don't seem as bad as they are. And it's the same thing for anybody else. You know, if life's going well, you wake up and you got a bad back, you just deal with it. If life's not going so well, you wake up and you want to go to the doctor and get out of work and not go to some family function or something on the weekend. But, like, you know, we just want to get out, play confident, understand that this is part of the deal, and you got to kind of feel beat up a little bit. But our guys have really done a good job, and we've changed a little bit the way we practice this year. I think that's helped to a degree as well. But I think our guys, I think we got tough guys that just fight through things, and things they've had to fight through. Like I've said in the past, they fought to get back on the field. We haven't had guys have issues and just go take a seat and wait it out. So I'm really happy with that, and hopefully we continue that good luck. You know, I was looking at the lineup last week in Sherrard. We're walking down there, and the last four or five guys, I mean, they're on crutches and got casts, and, like, you know, that's how things like 53-13 happen to you. Yep. You know, and so a lot of times you get to this point in the season, you really don't know how good or how bad somebody is. Sometimes it's how the health and the injury deal has affected your team.
All right, guys, I enjoy saying it. It's a big one. It's a big one tonight. Good luck. Go get them.
Thank you very much.
Head coach Jeremy Adolphson with JV head coach Mr. Kevin Ferry here on the morning show as the Monmouth Roseville Titans traveling to Spring Valley Hall tonight to take on the Red Devils. Battle for first place in the Mississippi River Division of the Three Rivers Conference. We'll be back here on the morning show.